the way this budget is.
I don't think we're going to be able to solve this particular problem this evening. I think that, you know, we've got time to work on it. You know, when we went after funds for ICC, you know, we tap sources that we don't normally go after. But we did it later. You know, after the economy went to hell, and they still gave some money. You know, I think contact the right people, and if we do it early enough, you know, we should be able to get some contributions. I believe that we should be able to take up our food costs, for instance, by contributions, you know, from different sources. You know, Alaskom, you know, Standard Energy, ARCO, and whatnot. It's going to be a matter of taking time during the course of the winter to, you know, put some packages together about Savinelli and you know, present it to the right people. But I think we can get those kinds of commitments to help defray some of these costs. And I think, you know, we might have to work after this meeting and try to figure out how we can take care of some of this.
Well, my feeling is that, you know, just to just continue until we've done that. Both Reggie and Robert on. I'm not into the museum enough anymore to make any, you know, any judgments on that. I think that's something that you guys have to work on. But as far as this program is concerned, I don't see any reason to drop either one of them. This one. Because I would rather see you run out of money and then let them go. Completely out.
Okay, so we just let everything go right now. You guys might be able to come up with something.
You could always ask them to volunteer after the money runs out, too.
Okay.
As long as you're running out of money, you don't want to get it on the
So, okay.
You need that one other thing. I didn't realize you guys were in this bad. Well, of course, just figuring this out now, right? That's a bad shape here. If you want me, I'll work with you on this stuff.
Sure. Okay, why don't we go on with the next class? We have Nana, John, House.
You guys got some new applications. Four of them, I guess, maybe more. That one that's handwritten out goes with, what's your name?
Green.
Isabel Green.
Did you get her on your packet already?
Who's this?
That's Isabel.
I don't know.
Okay, maybe come up around the court and you see that.
So you guys have actually a bundle of applicants. Johnny Carter and Winona. I don't know how you want to do this. Leroy Adams. Samuel Green and Mrs. Green, Isabel. Velma and Bob Ruttman, and then Billy, I think you have all the rest of the other applications that we had last meeting. And I don't know if any of you brought in any more names with you, other than what we have on paper.
I think somebody took some of that.
There was Ruby Hensley used to be, Charlene Rich, Warren Sampson, Robert Modo, Molly and Carl Geffey. Those were the ones from last time. Uh-huh. Actually, you didn't have Robert Modo's but it's here now. In addition to that, you have these.
How many of those first ones are married?
Molly
and Carl.
And, Carl. Yeah. And you had expressed preference to a couple. So that would leave Molly, Carl, Bob and Velma, Johnny and Winona, and Mr. and Mrs. Green, Samuel Green, Isabel. Isabel?
Who's that?
I have no idea.
My turn. Isabel is my daughter.
Your daughter. Oh.
And mm-hmm. She's married to a cousin of Christ. And they be the servants.
Do it in the morning. tell you something about that place over there. If you're going to put single people in there, you ought to have a man and a woman, and they're going to live together. There's only one housing for them.
They got to be opposite sex.
That's discrimination.
You're stepping on their civil rights.
Leroy's not married, huh?
He is.
He is?
Yeah, he never put his wife down.
Is his wife?
Ethel Booth used to be.
Those of you who know these people should talk about them.
Yes, that's true.
Good night.
Good night.
Good
night, Sue. Thanks.
If we talk about them, it'll be confidential, eh?
Yep.
Yeah.
All turn you off.
Yeah.